very upset. It's one of those things that you think always happens to somebody else, that you don't think it's ever going to happen to anybody that you know, let alone a member of your close family. It is, it's horrible.
Could you talk me through what happened and how you heard about it and what, you know, your reaction was when you heard?
I was asleep. It was 2 o'clock in the morning and I got a phone call from my dad, bless him. He was ringing on the policeman's mobile. And as usual, my dad, being very polite, didn't want to sort of worry me. So he told me that he was in hospital and that I wasn't to worry and that he'd been assaulted. So, of course, I went straight there, found him looking very, very poorly indeed, covered in blood, in a lot of pain because he couldn't stand up, couldn't put any weight on his leg.
What's going through your mind? It must really, really upset you.
When I saw him, you can't believe it. You know, after a little bit, you're kind of sort of obviously grateful that he's still alive, really, and especially when you start to hear about what's happened. It is amazing that he survived it. What was particularly upsetting, really, was to see him after his operation because, you know, he was gone through a really serious operation over 3 hours long, very disorientated, and I kind of got the impression that he was kind of thinking about what had happened to him, and that made me very angry, you know, to see my dad so distressed.